Today there will be two embalmments, and among these two, the first one is an embalmment transmitted to Marpa Lotsawa by one of his gurus called Maitripa. Marpa had in general 13 gurus in India, but two of them were the primary ones, Naropa and Maitripa. The embalmments we received the other days, the teaching of the male aspect and the teaching of the female aspect of Chakrasamhara. Marpa received both of them from Naropa, but today there will be a condensed embalmment of Chakrasamhara, which is called the fire embalmment of Tummo, according to Chakrasamhara, was a transmission that Marpa received from Maitripa.
Tene ta tela ya zo tela metipe denjo tela tumu miwang sekdo la tene jitang ta kholo denjo re de yena ya tela mixal ge ta tumu gambe me no ta bo ta tumu gambe ka sala jalap ju ke te ta bo la tumu miwang.
The main part of the embalmment is the fire embalmment of Tummo. Of course, there is the general embalmment connected to it, but this special feature is the receiving of the blessings for cultivating Tummo.
Tene ta teyo Tummo hibati ta chitang tseni nabo tela Tum hibati pe.
The word Tummo has two syllables, tum mo tum means fierce or wrathful, and mo means like mother, a female, from which gives birth to all qualities, just like a child is given birth by a mother, through the practice of tummo, connected or combined with the fifth instructions on development stage and completion stage, one can give rise to all the qualities.
Dingo, say your la. Dingo, chuni de inito, monte padella. The new charge of Botavi and the Santi de Pella. The new Deva de Gerdo Lule, Deva Marne. The new Dange, Lula, Deva de Luci Rangin. Luci Rangin rete, Yenayan, the new Deva de Moose, not to your mother. The new Moose, no matapati. Candidacy and I, Jitanga long less Murumata, Zale, Colo Yeda, Cotting, Colo Chunchu Mambu or the La Zatinzo Pa, Jolly, Fijolly, the Patte Zandi Yabala Tene, Tene Long Tens of Tackle Jumata, Long Tens of Tinitanda, Tumala Tene, Lula Drake, or a long song, Lula Tens of Ranking Told.
There is something called the upper gate, and through the upper gate, the innate natural state, the Buddha nature, the pointing out instruction is given towards the tummo approach. Then one recognizes after development the place is intrinsic to our body. It is usually not directly experienced because of not pliable and the pranas circulating in them. What happens is when the channels are not pliable, they are kind of knots or entanglements, then the prana circulation doesn't flow freely. Practice, which is based on the basic channels, the three major chakras and the minor chakras as well, different places, through blazing forth, straighten out the unties the knots on the channels, and that's it. In order to engage in such practice, the source of the heat from which the heat will be bitten, tummo mewang.
Tene ta tela dutsil jeng, tene tela krisikru palmar, sikrana kapsala, tene ranga luji, tete zo mahumpala jesu.
During this empowerment, which is the condensed empowerment of Chakrasambhara according to Maitripa, then the auspicious coincidence for the developing of heat and also the faults in our body, in our mind, as well. Ngomsong Tenpa, sometimes it's called that, sometimes it's called the Ngensong Repa, it is the transmission he received from Milarepa. The preparation ritual is the same as for the other empowerments. There's nothing. With pure motivation and with faith, and whether or not one practices the Dhamma depends upon one's interest and one's diligence. And diligence, of course, depends on interest. So interest lies in understanding, first of all, you of the teachings and of practicing the teachings, and the great value of the Vajrayana teachings, and the great value of practicing them, that we will spend our time practicing. And also, then, the empowerments, instructions, and so forth, don't just have the, so that I can be free from some temporary minor obstacles, but aim at achieving liberation from samsara and the attainment of complete enlightenment. If it is only for the sake of ourself, our limited, narrow motivation of a sravaka, so rather than that, assume the vast is to aim at complete and perfect enlightenment for the welfare of all beings, and especially to attain complete enlightenment in order to, and then with faith and trust and devotion into all the gurus of the lineage, aspire to be able, as much as we are possible, we receive the empowerments, the ripening empowerments, the liberating instructions, and the reading transmissions with such an attitude, then that is indeed excellent. The teachings of Dhammatsu, the Shijetsu, and so forth are vast and extensive. There's an immense number of practices, included the Tibetan tradition of Buddhism, hasn't flourished that great. Very minor number of teachings and practices that have at this point been translated, and therefore are available to people from other countries. But the resolve that as the teachings become available in the future, then I'll definitely practice them and not feel depressed about the teachings that we already have, that we know, and that we can practice, and then make the frame of mind that as much as I've already received that I know, and then as other teachings become available in the future, then I would like to practice them as it becomes possible. If we just focus on what we have already received, because the lineages and the blessings are the same, that the teachings and practices we already have also can develop great qualities, just focus on those, and that will be excellent.
Embalando, Gamja, Tindis, Yamu Yapoje, or the La Tinia, the dig and some denom mepper tabota, lega gubalas of a tindic capsalaya, tezi, sem, iman. Tinisemba, there's some demo mepper of Yungi or ete, inaya, tell a chipper your money. Caridisena, some de pecablaya, Nami Yapu Yungi orilla, ya te, te rang nominta, yon to sell. Taken to the Yamon Batan, Yam to see Hundu, Tangarang and Yamit, the country Yungu. Young Yancharto, some people cock up the Wachona, and Balagomja pick a cock up the Wachona, Tinny Candid in Yamisi Kogu. Yamon Batan see Yung Kapsala, send up a candy Yungu. Taken to Yaputani, Gomti, Kashi, Tongwagan on the order, Gomti, Chichin, Chichin, Gomsi. Tinny Hans, Yamon Batan see the candid of Yungu. Tinny Hans, the other top candy see.
Sometimes people go to a retreat center and practice as a group. Sometimes they go in solitude in the secluded places and practice there and feel that everything is going very splendidly. But then after some time we leave those places, we go back to town, to maybe we have a job and so forth. And then all of a sudden it seems our state of mind is unstable. We're not really able to practice that much and we get carried away seemingly by distractions. Then we feel maybe depressed, thinking I cannot practice and so forth. But that's the wrong attitude. There's no need to be so upset about that. This is how it is. Rather, use the different situation as a testing ground to see how much one individually is actually able to cope with facing situations that provoke disturbing emotions. And then find out what kind of instruction and application is best suited for dealing with that situation, so that sometimes when in retreat, if we get the chance for that, then see how the practice is developing there. Then when moving into situations where we get carried away by disturbing emotions, see how much do we get carried away, and when getting carried away, what kind of teaching is most suitable for dealing with being carried away by disturbing emotion. So rather than being depressed and discouraged, blaming one situation for not, and oneself for not being in retreat, try to use the right type of practice to deal with whatever situation one is in. That would be much better. That's it for today.
Yeah.